Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday morning, September the 19th, 2023, 12 minutes past the hour, 52 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion. Hey, we're in the 50s. Can't beat that. Day after National Cheeseburger Day. And we were taking phone calls there before the break. So if you have anything else you'd like to say or continue a thought, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. We want to let everybody speak on any topic we've talked about this morning. 740-751-4038. And again, I want to make clear about this whole thing that we're talking about here this morning, that it didn't bother me. I don't want anybody to think that I was upset. I was not upset. You know, to be honest with you, when you were in the public eye and you were doing interviews, not everybody's going to like your interviews. And if somebody wants to come in a public place and critique you, they're more than welcome to do that. I don't know how you stop that. But the point is, I said I would correct this point. I'm going to do it one more time here because I said I would do it this morning, and I want to be a person of my word. And essentially what this had to do with is the interviews I did with Glenn Coble and Bill Collins last week. Somebody approached me Sunday in a public place, expressed some unhappiness about the interview. There were three points they were unhappy with. Two of those points I'm not going to bring up because I've already talked to the candidate about those two points. But the one point that I said I would come on and correct is that they said that at some point I said I threw the microphone in the candidate's face. I don't recall saying that. If I did, it was hyperbole. I did not throw a microphone in anybody's face. I held it up to their mouth like you hold a microphone up to anybody's mouth. If you threw a microphone in somebody's face, I don't think you'd hear that person. So, that's that. But again, I understand when you are involved in a campaign, and again, this was not either one of the candidates. When you are involved in a campaign, it's a lot of time and effort. It's a lot of work. And if you feel that somebody is attacking your candidate, I can see why you might take that personally. This was not an attack. I can assure you of that. I'm not even sure I said it, but if I did, it wasn't an attack. I like Bill. I like Glenn. I don't vote for mayor. I don't live in the city. What more can I say? I've gotten along with Mayor Schertzer for 16 years. And before that, I got along with Mayor Kellogg. Matter of fact, I did an interview with Mayor Kellogg, 2 months ago. And Mayor Schertzer's still on every month. And hopefully the new mayor will be on every month. But I just want to clear that up. So again, did not throw any microphone in anybody's face. I don't ever recall throwing a microphone in anybody's face. Now, have I asked for interviews in public? Well, yes. That they did not know were going to happen? Yeah. Well, I don't know that Glenn or Bill knew that I was going to interview them Monday night until they got there. To be honest, I don't think either one of those things were set up prior. So, what more can you say? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have anything you'd like to say, now would be the time to do it. Okay, talked about the Busy Bee convenience store, the sign up over at the certified location on Main Street. Hopefully that'll come in soon and somebody will let us know when it does. I'm not over there very often, so hopefully somebody will keep me informed on that. The You Roll It Tobacco Place has now moved to the old Fahey Bank location in the Southland Mall, in front of the Southland Mall. And apparently the You Roll It Tobacco Place, which was in the old Joann Fabrics, which used to be next to the old Hills. You never notice we start these, we talk about these landmarks. It used to be the old. Apparently is going to be a Goodwill. That's what we heard. And we want to know what's going on in Founders Park. Apparently some work is being done in Founders Park. Does anybody know what's being done there? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So that's the topics this morning. Walt Sang interview. Glad everybody was positive on that. Okay, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Just out of curiosity, how many more decades do you think will pass before they tear that, the remnants of that car wash down out there on Fairground?
You know what? I don't think, Ishida, the Ishida place?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever going to come down. I think
it's
when
never coming down.
No, the tornado did that place in years ago and put it out of business, and I think it's become a landmark in Marion. Go to where the old car wash is and hang a left.
Yeah, they should have put a cardinal out there.
They should have. Yeah, I understand it's outside of downtown, but it needs some kind of landmark. Hey, maybe that's where we can put the Warren G. Harding statue.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Hey, that's a good thought, isn't it? Put that Warren G. Harding statue right out there at the old Ishida car wash. It's been hanging out there for years. You know what's interesting about all this conversation we're having this morning? Yesterday, I was talking with somebody, and I said, you know, and somebody I clearly do not see very often, by what I'm about to say, I said, you know, if you ever need anything, know that I'm always there for you. And a lot of people say that and don't really mean it. It's just, I think they say it to be nice or something like that. I really do mean it. You know, if I say I'll be there for you, I'll be there. Go ahead, caller.
How you doing this morning, Scott?
Oh, it's a fine morning here this morning. I miss National Cheeseburger Day. I'll never get over it.
Well, that's a subject I want to ask you about. Now, you missed that, and you got a flyer on that. Now, with my gang down here in the South Marion, they never even said anything to me yesterday, I didn't go down today, so actually I wouldn't be offended because I wasn't down there today, but yesterday was the day I should have been said, hey, Dad, you always come in here all the time. You want a hamburger, come back later on there at lunchtime, and they're 50 cents. Now I heard you quote that you said you could maybe get 10 of them for $5. I bet you in that fine print on that flyer, you'll find something only one per customer. Do you think
You know, it's interesting. I thought that myself before I made that comment. And to be honest with you, I'm looking at this thing, and I do not see any fine print anywhere.
Because, boy, somebody could go up there and say, hey, give me 500 of those, you know, and but they'd be still flipping them when they even early this morning. Maybe you get left over.
They would, you know, and it's so, I cannot believe I missed this. I should have paid attention to the date, which is in big print. Did you know it was National Cheeseburger Day?
Well, no. See, and I was just going to quote here or say something again. I was down there the other day. And, you know, I don't even want to go into any detail because I really forgot. But I asked the young lady there that was manager, I said, for my inconvenience, have you got something that I could get or give me a free apple pie or something? I said, you always have a courtesy thing. If you're not satisfied, tell us and we'll make it good with you. And so I got a card, see, that I could get a free sign. And it's immaterial to me. I just say that. And sometimes you strike it, you know. They're the ones that put out the information. If you're not satisfied, I tell you, that's the only way they're going to find out. You got to tell them. So, anyhow, I brought it home and I showed Carol, and I said, you know what, I got a card, and I said, let's see here, and that expires the end of this month, the 30th, so I got to do that, and the young man that I see there quite often, he said, hey, he said, watch that, he said, that expires the 30th now, and he said, you know, another thing, that is not good for all McDonald's, so I said, woo-hoo, woo-hoo. So, see, you may have had a thing at your place out east, and down south here, maybe they wouldn't identifying themselves as giving out a free cheeseburger. See how they're working now? They used to be, if it was good, it was all over, you know, when it comes on TV, all the, but they don't do that anymore, I don't believe so.
You know, it's a shame, though, if all locations didn't do this, being National Cheeseburger Day and all.
Well, yeah. Well, I think the traditions and stuff are all, you know, going different angles and stuff like that. But getting back to the show there about the interview with the cameraman, well, that's a suggested spam. Hold on, he'll get through beeping, and I'll get back.
That's no problem. No problem at all. I get a lot of those calls, too. Oh, yeah, I hear it beeping in.
Okay, he'll be out of there. And so, Scott, that was a very, both of those was nice interviews, and the 68 interview there about the presidents and stuff. My goodness, he went back in detail and stuff. He done a lot of work on that book, didn't he?
Oh, he certainly did. And in the diaries of Billy Graham, that was fascinating.
Oh, that was great. You know, that was one of my favorite guys, Billy Graham. He could draw a crowd. I'll tell you, all he does do is put up a circus tent, and they could cancel the circus tent, and that tent will be full of people. Billy Graham steps up there and says, hey, wait a minute, folks, I'm here. Circus is canceled. And, you know, he done that throughout his life. And the old age, and he was still up in front of the big crowd, and he handled his stealth well in producing what I like to hear. In religion, you know, some people's got the religion and just go by verse, and the Bible kind of throws me off a little bit, but some of the ministers and stuff, TV ones I'm particularly talking about, they can come across with a message and keep me interested, so and do a good job of it. But anyhow, talking about Singh, is that the cameraman?
Yep, Walt Singh.
Yeah, now, he talked, and McFeely, he talked about the camera stuff and everything. So I had a debate on that. Have I got time to talk like this?
No, right ahead.
And when you're taking pictures, that part of the animals down and up on the bird, that's a good thing, because the animal always wants to come up and sniff in your nose, and you got a big nose of some kind of a dog or cat. You know what I mean? They're kind of nosy on that. But taking pictures, they got on your cell phone and stuff, all that. That's great, because I have a lot of friends that say, hey, kid, look at this here. Look what I caught. I caught this fish and this and that and everything. And I said, who is those other people on there? And I said, you know? And he said, oh, yeah. And I said, well, how will you know 40 years from now? Will you still have those pictures, which Carol and I have? And Carol documented every picture, the date, the year, and the day. And what a great thing, because stuff we've had 60 years of our marriage, we can go back, and there it is in front of you. Now, on these other devices, you haven't got that. What do you think about that little issue?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think that's very important. And I've always wondered, do people print out their pictures that they take on their phones or internet? Because if you don't print them out, heaven forbid, you lose your memory card or something. They're just gone.
And another thing, when they had the virus, you know, I had a couple people like to get right up front and show you this, and you got to get within 6 inches of them. You know, they're pointing right here. Look here. Look here, kid. Look over here. Look here. And they're right there talking to them, you know, and they know mask and stuff. What a way to spread germs and stuff when you're really getting that close to see the pictures on their camera. And if it's daytime, of all the technology that they had of coming out with this stuff, you can't see nothing out in the sunlight, you know?
I agree.
So that's good. But I want to comment on the, get back to the stamp. Mr. McFeely, or here I'm running off my mind, the stamp of, come on.
Mr. Rogers, you know, Walt Singh.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers. And they said about that, Mr. McFeely, he quoted that, you know, that he was really great with children. Well, he certainly was, because when we first got married and I was working on the railroad, I had an opportunity, even at a young age without any seniority, I could work this undesirable job that was a midnight job, and I'd get off early in the morning, and Carol would go to work on first trick as the lab technician. And so, you know what? It worked out. I was the babysitter. So here's the moral of the story. In that period of time, there was 4 years gap between the two boys. Well, naturally the oldest one, when I tell him something, he could relay it real well, and he done, you know, I was very lucky on that. So I'd lay on the couch babysitting, and I'd doze off when he was on. And those kids would stick right there at that TV. They loved that show. I mean, I wonder how many million kids really got a good education out of that show.
And still are, hopefully.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So the stamp of Mr. Rogers, did you, I don't know how many different stamps there is, but I've got, Carol and I is going to give you one that we've got, and it's got a picture of Mr. Rogers and a puppet. Now, I don't know what you call a puppet. Some's on strings and stuff. I think I've been on a puppet for 60 years marrying, because Carol will ask me, who pulled your string, you know what I mean?
There you go.
But, yeah, and so the one I got that I'll run up to you Friday, if that's okay. You're going to be in the studio Friday, aren't you?
I should be, yep.
And would you like to have that stamp?
Well, sure. You know what I was thinking yesterday? I went to that thing, and the stamp unveiling back in 2018, you know, and I was trying to I'm sure I probably got a stamp, but if I did, I have no idea where they are.
Well, I thought this would be a good one, because I don't know about your book you're writing and stuff. You've mentioned that, but it's kind of, I don't hear much about it. Wouldn't it be great if all the interviews and stuff, you'd have a chapter? You'd have a pretty thick book, but wouldn't it be neat, the chapter there with Mr. Rogers and Mr. McFeely? You could have that stamp, the printer of your book. Why, they could have it in that chapter. Wouldn't that be a neat thing to people could see it?
Oh, that'd be, and I'm sure, yes, and Mr. McFeely is a big part. You know, it's weird you bring that book up, because last Friday night, I don't know if you got a chance to listen or not, but at the end of the show with Carrington and Matt, Sean was off last week. He's feeling better, but he was just a little under the weather. And so it was just Carrington, Matt, and myself last Friday night. And at the very end of the show, I don't even remember how we got talking about the book, but they were, you know, are you going to release this book? We want to read this book. Is it finished? I mean, we really got into a conversation about this. And as I keep telling people, it is finished. But the problem is, like I've always said, I think people will have to die, because I don't want, because it's just my opinion on a lot of things, and I don't want people to be, it's not so much that I don't want people to be offended, it's not that, it's just that if a third person is reading it, I don't want it to ruin their memory of somebody who maybe they liked. I guess that's it.
You know, we mentioned that, and I'm the type of guy that I heard your call-ins about people that was sticking up for you. You know what? I have much admiration and desire and the knowledge of being around and listening to you all. You don't need nobody to babysit you. You're a grown man, and you know how to handle a lot of things. An interviewer like you, of all over the world or anything, you can interview anyone. You do a great job, and I brag about you because you are. And they'll say, hey, have you listened to anybody else yet? I said, well, I don't know. They aren't local every day like that. I said, I'll mention this, that maybe I don't, but I'll guarantee I'll put you on anybody and stand right up beside them in this whole country, and we'll just see what the score is. But, no, you're a guy, you can handle yourself, and I think what you quoted there this morning, that you handled it very gently, and I think that who you talk to, they know that, and that's just a small, small issue of a little misunderstanding out of somebody else that don't you know, it don't bother you, like you say, because that isn't the first time you've ever been offended on anything.
No. And it's hard to explain that to people. You know, I've been doing this for 21 years, and of course people are not going to love everything you do. And I've had people, I don't know that I've ever had anything particularly like that in public before, but, you know, I just stood there and I let them get it off their chest, and that was fine. And,
you know, I've done that stuff with you personally myself. I can tell people when you were at a couple of different places there, I'd say, hey, there's the radio guy. And, you know, that wasn't very nice saying that, but I was really impressed with you being on the radio. And they said, what do you mean a radio guy? I said, well, he's got his own radio station. You can get it on the radio. Oh, you can? And I said, yeah. I said, you ask him. I said, you can find out about it. So I was just saying that, you know, just a nonchalant thing, you know, but people could get offended if they was somebody else besides Scott Spears and say, hey, I don't appreciate you saying that, you know.
Well, and you know what, I tell you, so many people, this is one of the perks of the job, is that so many people, because my other jobs are out in the public, so many people come up and will say such nice things to me in person and will say, you know what, gosh, I love that interview that you did, and, you know, that's fantastic, and how are you doing? And that wouldn't happen if I wasn't on the radio or doing what I'm doing now. So there are many, many gifts you get out of this. So if you get one person who's upset with you, okay, that's okay. But I guess in my own mind, I had to talk about it was because this person did it in front of a group of people. And it didn't bother me. If it was just me, it would have been fine. But when you do it in front of a group of people, people like to gossip. So
go ahead, Scott.
So I just wanted to come on, as I told the candidate I would do, and straighten that out, because it did happen in public.
Well, that's where I see the man in you. See, you already told the public here this morning that's what you've done. And you've done it, and you've done it like a man. You spoke eye to eye, face to face, and, well, per se. But you got the message done the way a gentleman would do it, and I praise you. And you have a good day, and maybe I'll catch up with you, and I'll check things out Friday with you.
Hey,
okay,
perfect. See you Friday. Take care.
Okay, bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, 740-751-4038. You know, and it is hard, in a way, to explain to people. You don't take stuff like that personally, because if you're going to work in the public, if you're going to work in the media, and I'll tell you what, anybody who was ever anything in the media in Marion will tell you this, you're going to get stuff like that happening. And you know, it's unfortunate, but it's okay. I continued on what I was doing right after it happened. It wasn't like I had to go in the bathroom and cry or anything. So, it is what it is. I hate that saying. I can't believe I just said that. It is what it is. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But like I said earlier, see, sometimes I don't even know what I'm saying on this show. What I was saying earlier was, there can be people I can go a long time without seeing. And, you know, I would still be there for those people. If they called me or messaged me and said, listen, I need your help with this, I'd be there in a second. There are certain people in your life, for whatever reason, that maybe are not your family, who you've had a good relationship with, why wouldn't you be there with them?
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, there I babbled and babbled and babbled, but left out one important thing, that puppet on that stamp. And you remember this, because I'll probably forget it when I bring it up to you. That stamp stands, that puppet is named King Friday. Now, you look that up on Google or anything you got and find out and let us know on the air what that means. But Carol told me, she said that puppet that's in there with Mr. Roger is King Friday.
King Friday. Sounds good.
Okay, you figure that out, and I'll appreciate it. Call Mr. McFeely and find that out, okay? Bye.
I will do that.
King Friday. Yeah, King Friday was one of the characters on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Now, I don't know if that was named for any particular reason or not, but we'll see if Mr. McFeely... Does anybody else know anything about King Friday? Remember from the old Mr. Rogers show? 740-751-4038. And have you... I'll tell you something else. Have you ever had a relationship with somebody, friendship, whatever it is, and something will happen, and you get a little bit off the tracks for whatever reason, and then you just talk one day, and you say, well, why did that happen? Why did we get off the tracks? What was the point of that? And you get right back on the tracks, and that's just like the situation this morning. I think we'll be back on the tracks. Hopefully we will, but, you know, it's hard to tell from day to day. It's election season. 740-751-4038. Okay. What was I talking about here? Oh, Friday night. You know, Friday night on the show with Matt and Carrington. We had a great time. We always do. But Friday night, I don't know if anybody heard this or not who was listening to the show. At one point, Carrington decided she was going to do a little imitation of me, which I have no problem with. But here's what I don't understand. Now, I haven't known Carrington all that personally for probably more than 3 or 4 months. And she's already doing imitations. Now, it's funny to me because when Matt filled in for me a couple Fridays ago, I don't know if anybody heard that on Friday morning. He did Thank You Man with the gold voice, Ted Williams. I think that's a little bit of an imitation. And I never think of myself as being somebody who is imitatable. I don't think I speak in a funny way. I don't think that I have any particular speech patterns. But apparently I do. The kids, Carrington and Matt, have done imitations. And other people in my life have done imitations of certain words that I say or certain things that I will say. And I think it's hilarious because I never thought of myself as anybody who was imitatable. You know, I think of people who are imitatable, people who speak in a different type of a way, I guess is what I would say.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there, caller? Are you there?
Well, I think we just had a Larry King moment. If that was you, call us back. 740-751-4038. That was 740-751-4038.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I've certainly been known to imitate you. You know that I do.
Yeah, imitate me? No, I've never heard you imitate me. Not that I can remember.
Well, but the usual thing is your favorite expression. That's very interesting.
Yes.
That's my main of it. That's very interesting. When you used to say good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, which I really liked, I used to say that, but be interesting because that's one of your favorite words, because I have favorite words also, but the way you say it, the inflection.
Well, it's funny.
That's something I pretty much picked up the first time I met you.
Well, the one that I hear most often, Matt did it when he felt, and nobody told him to do it, and I've even had young kids do it to me. I used to have a relation, somebody I was in a relationship with would do this to me as kind of a joke. Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. So, you know, okay. I mean, it's funny, I guess. Sean tries to do Headington.
And the things you ask the celebrities, how would you like to be remembered?
Well, I just
you,
don't.
You asked the celebrity
did well, you listen Friday? Did you hear Carrington's little imitation?
No, I think I was using the men's room when that occurred.
Well, it was just fascinating. It was very
interesting.
Well, it was fascinating to me. See, I said fascinating, not interesting. It was very fascinating because I never would have dreamed here. You know, 22-year-old Carrington all of a sudden would pop out with an imitation of me. So it was funny in a way.
I've been known to break out into imitations of multiple people from, you know, Dr. Ruth to Howard Cosell to even yourself.
Well, those people.
Julia Child.
Well, those.
Julia Adult is what I call my imitation.
Well, those people to me have a particular way of speaking and they, themselves to imitations.
Yeah. There are certain people that just, the minute they were in the public spotlight, they were just destined to have, you know, I mean, be it Rich Little or someone else known for doing impersonations to just someone like myself trying to speak like that. I mean, presidents often, some presidents are more lend themselves more to imitation than others. I mean, your Donald Trump guy is great.
Oh, Harry Carey, man,
I've
is great.
I've had a couple of cold ones. I'm not even sure if I'm listening to the real Donald Trump or not.
Well, everybody does
Harry Carey.
Yeah, but boy,
Donald is hard. I've not been able to do Donald. He's not an easy one.
But I think Harry Carey, the way that, because I've had a lot of people do Harry Carey, and if you knew Harry and you were listening to that interview, you would think I was on with Harry.
Well, holy cow, Scott.
See, now, you're Harry Carey. I've said this before. It sounds to me like Harry with a toothache. So that's a little different than what our friend Ken Silvera does.
Well, that's quite possible, Scott, because they have dentists in Chicago, and maybe Harry needed to see one.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly
right. That was a very interesting impersonation, wasn't it?
See, you said the word interesting. There you go.
It's an interesting word. And to let you know, I looked it up. The first day of autumn is the 23rd, as I've told you.
That's what I said. I
21st plus or minus 2 days, and it's actually kind of late this year, so got a couple extra days to enjoy summer, and it's going to warm up later in the week. So winter is not here yet or anything close to that.
Not winter. No, autumn. See, I knew they'd move that thing around.
I'm a northerner. It was mid-40s this morning. I'm still wearing shorts.
Well, you know, people are wearing shorts and still, tank tops and things. I think it's hard for people to get out of those.
Yeah, until it snows, it's warm weather for me.
Well, there you go.
That's all I had for you. I wish you a good morning, good morning, good morning, and more interesting phone calls and more fascinating celebrities and more of Marianne's marvelous men who might be mayor.
There you go. Thank you.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, the fun doesn't stop here on this Tuesday morning. 44 minutes past the hour now. All right. Oh, so we got the imitation on Friday night. Then we did start talking about this book of mine, which we'll come back to this.
Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller.
There's another one.
There's another imitation. I don't know. You know, you get stuck in your ways saying certain things, and I guess you say them a lot when you're on 5 days a week. I don't know. Maybe that's it. Who knows? But, I the first time somebody imitated Thank You Man with the Golden Voice, Ted Williams, I laughed so hard because it was a girl who was doing it, and she tried to deepen up her voice to do it apparently like I do it, and it was so funny. It is a moment I will never forget. 740-751-4038, 45 minutes past the hour here. Imitations galore of the things that I do. Okay, well, Friday night with Carrington and Matt, we were also talking about this book. Now, this book was a topic of conversation a few months ago here, and I said people would have to die before I released the book because I don't really want to offend anybody because I do name people in the book. Now, offend does not necessarily mean I wrote negative things about them. Offend means maybe I told things from my perspective that were not maybe how they remember them or maybe think that I felt about them. That's the big problem. So I don't know. The kids want to read it now. So now I feel like, well, maybe I should release it. And then if people want to come yell at me in a public place, I'll take it. And then I'll come on here and apologize the next morning. Just a joke. I don't know. You know, I don't think people would really care on the whole. There's nothing in there particularly nasty. Just the truth. I mean, I didn't write about anything that wasn't the truth. I think some people would be surprised that they're in there. That's probably interesting. And I wrote about stuff about myself. So it's not like I was just critical of other people or gave my opinions on other people. I certainly gave my opinions on things that I have not always done right. you know, who's perfect? Not me. So, you know, I tell those things, and I don't think that that's a big problem. And mainly, the purpose of the book is not to, you know, make big bucks or anything like that. The purpose of the book is to leave something around to say, okay, this is how it happened. This is what went on. That's it. And also, I think to say, you know, hey, I had a good life. I had a lot of fun. And this is how all that fun happened.
Go ahead, caller.
For this day, Scott Sears headed for the dugout.
There it is.
Pattering.
Can you do you really think that I'm imitatable? It shocks me when people...
I just did it.
I know, but it's funny to me because when people do that, I don't think I'm like Julia Child or Howard Cosell. I don't think I'm imitatable, but maybe I am. Who knows?
Well, it's not necessarily like any kind of an accent or anything that you say. It's just like the words. All I could say was just the words that you say. For this day, Scott Spears headed for the dugout.
You know, you fall into those patterns.
I kind of got used to the good morning, good morning, good morning, and then the triple good afternoon. Then when you did away, it took me a while to get used to it. One thing I'll never get used to, though, pattern. Can you talk about that with Carrington and Matt? See, run that by them. Pattern. Just try to pepper it into your conversation and see if they pick up on it.
So you want
pattern.
Patterns? Is that what you want? Patterns?
Pattern.
Pattern.
I know I'll never convert you over to Warsh, but I think if I just keep working on you as pattern, we can get somewhere with that.
Well, I'll tell you why particularly Friday night it was funny to me. Because, you know, here's Carrington, 22 years old. Really have only become close with her in maybe the last 2 or 3 months. And usually somebody of that age and not being around them all that much prior to the last 3 months, I would not have expected an imitation or a I know what you're going to say to this, you know, that sort of thing. And when she did that, it made me laugh because I thought, well, you know, I've heard that before. And coincidentally, the good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, good morning, good morning, good morning. The reason that went away was because Ted started doing the intro. So I thought, you know, if I come on after that and do good morning, it turned into Thank You, Man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Interesting. Everything's got a beginning.
Everything's got a, and someday an end. So there you go.
Aww.
One day I will head to the dugout.
You didn't have to go there and get us all sad.
Well, I don't think it's happening soon, but you never know. You know what I was thinking this morning? I saw a Schwebel's truck going down the street near where I live. And I thought, you know, wouldn't it be interesting if I was killed by a Schwebel's truck? I thought...
What in the world?
No, here's why. Because, you know, everybody, you know, he died peacefully... He died, you know, those are the common ways. You know, I want Adam to come on here and say, Scott Spears died Tuesday, killed by a Schwebel's truck. You know, that...
Something so ridiculous that they would have to laugh even though they were beside themselves with grief.
Yes, complete. I don't know that anybody's going to be beside themselves with grief when I leave the building, but...
Right, because nobody likes you, do they, Scott?
Well, I don't... certainly not the people approaching me in public recently. I don't know. But, no...
Well, if you quit throwing microphones at people, then we...
It's a whole thing. But the... to me, that's the way to go. You know, taken out by a Schwebel's truck.
No, I know what you mean because I think I've told you before about my love of all things ID channel. And I know that I'm never going to be a victim of any of these violent crimes because the first thing they say about the victim, she had a smile that would light up the room. And I'm thinking, I don't think I'm illuminating anything, so I'll be just fine.
You ever know how... I used to be in a relationship, friendship, whatever you want to call it, with somebody who loved the ID channel. So I ended up watching a lot of those murder mysteries. And you know what I never understood about those things was everybody always loved the person who got killed.
Oh, yeah.
It was never it was never a jerk. No jerks ever get killed.
I'm not trying to be funny. That's the point I'm making. If you watch it, at least 50% of the time, they use that very same comment. The smile that would light up the room. Smile that would light up the room. And I'm thinking, well, I'll be just fine.
Yeah, well, I just don't understand what that's all about. I don't know why jerks never get killed. You think the jerks would be more apt to be killed?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I heard, and I think I've told you this before, and it kind of makes sense. In some sense, the victims meet their killer halfway. Like, because I hate to re-victimize people, but, like, I'll watch the show I Survived, and, you know, they tell about the details leading up to when they were knocked over the head, raped, and all this. But it's always something stupid, like, you know, well, I was going to my car out of a bar alone at 2:30 in the morning. Well, duh, what did you think would happen?
Well, you know what the problem is, though, and I hate to get into my favorite subject of relationships here, but you do become, because it's usually somebody you know. I've noticed that. It's usually somebody these people know, a husband, a boyfriend. It's usually a woman getting killed, too, unfortunately. But what's funny to me is I'm sure these people think these people are fine. I don't think you'd marry somebody if you thought they were going to slit your throat or club you over the head. So what's interesting to me is that's kind of the I hate to use the word joke, but that's the joke. People do put on a persona, and not everybody gets killed, thank God, but sometimes there's a moment where that real person rears their head, and in some cases it is a murder, but in some cases it's just like yelling at you or disagreeing, and it can really take you back if you've never seen that side of that person.
Well, and like 9 times out of 10, like when the random killings happen, when it was a stranger that did the person in, or like on I Survived, they don't die. I mean, obviously it's called I Survived, but they'll always say, you know, my gut, I just ignored my gut. My gut told me, you know, lock that door or do this or do that, but I didn't do it. And I'm thinking, oh, why not?
Well, yeah, and you know, it is sad when somebody's killed in that way, and I cannot imagine, and you know, I knock on wood here, that I've never known anybody who was murdered, thank goodness, but, you know, I don't even know, that would be so hard to process. It would be right there with suicide. I don't know how, because that is taking somebody out before their time. And I just don't know. That would be very, very, very
hard. I'll tell you the ones that are really maddening is when somebody will get out and kill someone, and they had done a bunch of really heinous crimes, and then they were paroled. Because I think, doesn't the blood of that innocent person, that's on the parole board. You know what I'm saying? Like, how did they go out and do all this, this, and this? And then who was it that thought it would be a good idea to release this person into society?
Well, you're right. And I think in general, see, this is where I think a lot of our anger sometimes is misguided. Because, you know, we've been having the conversation on this station periodically about should older people be in office if they're no longer mentally capable. Well, now, wait a second. Who puts them there? It's the voters.
And conversely, I mean, you have to be, what is it, 35 to be the president? So why don't you put a cap on it the other way?
Right. So I don't I mean, I guess in another job, maybe if you're promoted there or given tenure, I can understand that age argument. But if it's the people putting you there, if they're putting a mentally incapable person there, well, you know what? That's on them.
Yeah. Things to think about.
Yeah, that's right. We're not heading for the dugout quite yet. You got to wait 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, it's a strange. You know, I should maybe I'll add something to the book, because these little sayings, heading for the dugout, interesting, thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, repeating something three times. You know, they, for the most part, they came about for a reason. So I don't think they were accidental. Well, I guess they were accidental, but maybe an accidental reason. So maybe I'll put a little chapter in about that. That'll be a less controversial chapter, I guess I would say. 740-751-4038. I appreciate all the calls this morning. That's what I like to do best. That and interviewing. I love to interview people because I'm very curious about people. But calls are fun. 740-751-4038.
All right. So if you've been sitting there all morning thinking, should I call in and say something? Well, hey, we're down to the final four. 740-751-4038. Okay. Well, the end result on the book is, I haven't decided yet, but I'm inclined to write it because I also do say a lot of nice things about people that, you know, I want them to know. I always say you wait for a funeral or a retirement party to tell people how you feel about them, and I don't want to do that. I want to tell people now why they're important. And this kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier about, you know, maybe you get off the tracks with somebody for some reason. Who knows? Well, is that really how you want to leave things when you might get hit by that Schwebel's truck? I mean, don't you want to at least say, hey, you know what? They're a good person. They're fine. I had a good time. Why leave on a bad note? Not that I'm leaving. You know, I don't know when I would. It's strange because I do know that I don't think I would do this forever because I think it's nice to give other people a shot. And also, I really don't know that I'll be at the top of my game forever. Some people probably feel like I'm not at the top of my game now. But I think at some point you get to the point where you say, you know what? What more can I do? Am I really, because, you know, to do interviews, you've got to be up on things. And I don't know how up on things you can stay forever. I mean, you can be interested in things, but to be completely up on them, I don't know. But I will tell you something that's given me new perspective and certainly new excitement about doing things like this is the Carrington and Matt. I mean, here's this whole new generation, 19 and 22. And they're going to be taking over for me, I'm sure. And what a great thing that is to be able to work with that. I mean, I love working with the older people as well and people my age, which probably are older people. But, boy, it's great to have the kids who are eager and ready and they want to do things and they want to come to cookouts and they want to spend time with you off the clock and they want to talk with you about this business. Hey. You know, that's a fun world to live in. That's a fun life to live in. All right, we're down to a minute here. Again, it's been an interesting show to say the least, and we'll be back tomorrow morning and we'll do it again. I appreciate all the comments and all the nice words. And again, to anybody who took anything that I said in a bad way, it was not intended that way. So I hope we can go on down the road without any further consternation or problem, but I understand why the person was angry. I do want to make that point. I do understand it. I'm just saying that it was not done on purpose. All right. Well, get ready, because do your little imitation at home. Say it with me. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife